I can speak for, at that particular time, black artists, because there was very, it was limited. Unless you were somebody like the Inkspots, Mills Brothers, or some of the, you know, that crossed over early. You could work. There was a lot of clubs, but to get to the top echelons, I'd say Gleason was very important because at that particular time we had two black radio stations, and that was the only place you could hear the black music that, you know, like with Motown and all the rest of them. Motown kind of broke, you know, started getting more and more. But before then, if you couldn't get played on WGMO or WABQ, you was just, that's the only place you could get heard, you know. So it was the same, that was the way you promoted your records. When you had a record out, you go to like clubs like Gleason's, Uptown Theater, Regal Theater, Stax, go down to, you know, you had, all these was like, they call it Chitlin Circuit. And that's the way you got your exposure. And Gleason's, I would say, was one of the top ones that during that era that you would know that. In other words, if you had a record out and they would say, well, you're going to go on a tour, Gleason's would be one of the ones that you would go, because that was like in that circuit, you know. I can tell you some tales about that circuit.